Can ADHD start in adulthood? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Margaret Sibley, associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Health at Florida International University, delves into diagnosing adults.
ADHD has always been known as a childhood onset disorder. But could attention deficit hyperactivity disorder spontaneously begin in adulthood? Some recent studies suggest a new form of the disorder, called adult-onset ADHD, occurs in up to 10% of adults. My colleagues and I were surprised by this because it didn't match our patient observations. Because the studies gathered information from thousands of individuals, researchers couldn't examine them on a case-by-case basis and could have missed other causes for their symptoms. For example, ADHD and depression both cause concentration, motivation, and memory problems, so can drug abuse and other illnesses. Our team identified 239 children without ADHD in the multimodal treatment of ADHD study. We conducted detailed interviews every 2 years from age 10 to 25. Once again, 10% of participants had signs of adult onset ADHD. Then we took a look at alternative explanations. When information about mental health, substance abuse, and childhood behavior were considered, only 8% of the original late-onset cases were confirmed to have ADHD. Professionals should be cautious with first-time adult ADHD diagnoses. They should talk to people who knew the adult in childhood and consider multiple explanations. Mental health problems, substance use, concussions, illness, medications, stress, or an unhealthy lifestyle can all create adult-onset symptoms that mimic ADHD.
That was Margaret Sibley of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.